There's praise in this house. Get ready. It's the Bishop Isaac Lindsay Show.
With a greater of determination, and let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. We have an opportunity to make America a better nation. And I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. And while sitting there autographing books, a demented black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." And the next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade had gone through, and the x-rays revealed that the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of you. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I'd received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter, and I'll never forget it. It said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. And I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze." And I want to say tonight, that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. The black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me. Now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay, but we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane, and to be sure that all of the bags were checked, and to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully, and we've had the plane protected and guarded all night." And then I got into Memphis, and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. Or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Oh, Riri Flowers, that girl of God's children from Memphis, Tennessee, and you're listening to Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay radio show on your favorite radio station and all over the world at praiseinthehouseradio.com.
I'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
When I make
when
it.
When I make it,
It's Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show. That's music from God's Children of Memphis, Tennessee, featuring my girl, Miss Sharika Ree Flowers. And the song is called I'll Be All Right Inside Your Radio. Before that, we also heard from Minister Tim White out of Chicago, Illinois, with the song Grace. And we got kicked off in this segment of music with evangelist Flossie Boy Johnson in favor with Fight For Me. We also heard an excerpt from the I've Been to the Mountaintop speech by the late and great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Don't forget, we are powered by and underwritten by the 11th anniversary concert of God's Children of Memphis, Tennessee. It all takes place on Sunday, March the 5th, 2023. Doors open at 4 p.m. The concert begins at 5 p.m. at New Bellevue Ministries. That's at 672 North Tresvant Street in Memphis, Tennessee. And special guests include Minister Tim White of Chicago, Illinois, Flossie Boy Johnson in favor, Men of Praise, Bree Holly and Faithful, Bishop Kenneth L. Robinson and Chosen, the Kaiser Singers, Pastor Marcus Newson and Team PMN, the Joy Girls, Pastor Cedric King and Restoration, Kiara Hicks, New Direction, Robert Ross and the New Charlotte Airs, and more. And tickets are available now. You can get general admission, advance tickets, and they also have VIP tickets that come with the meal. And you can also get tickets, if you can't be there in person, you can get a ticket to watch the virtual live celebration. No refunds, no videos, no going live on social media, so you will need a ticket in order to be a part of this great event. That's going to be hosted by Elder Maurice Tatum and Brother Mario D. Tucker. You can get tickets now from Miss Sharika Riri Flowers at 901-474-9730 or via Cash App, $Sharika Flowers 37. Or you can contact yours truly, Bishop Isaac Lindsay, at 662-753-6806. And as we always tell you, you make it your business to be there. It's one of the biggest and best anniversaries that I promise you, you will attend. And if you've never seen Minister Tim White live, you don't want to die and go to heaven before you do, I promise you. Evangelist Flossie Boy Johnson and Favor, awesome, awesome group. Men of Praise, Pastor Anthony Moore, Bree Holly and Faithful, Bishop Kenneth L. Robinson and Chosen, my friends, my family, the Kaiser Singers, Pastor Marcus Newson. I tell you, they are an awesome, awesome group. The Joy Girls, Pastor Cedric King, Kiara Hicks, New Direction, Robert Ross and the New Charlotte Airs, and so much more. There's going to be some surprise guests as well. So get your tickets now and plan to join us. I've got some new music coming up for you from Pastor Cedric King and Restoration in just a moment. But let me send a shout out to everybody that is hanging out with me online. Miss Ruthie Warden in Chicago, Illinois, Presbyterian Baptist Church, my good friend Pastor Joseph Towns, and First Lady Evangelist Dee Dee Towns, the Towns Girls. Super shout out to Dolores Owens, Frederick Bonds, thanks for checking in. Etta Dean Mitchell, Stanley Cook, a super shout out to Calvin and Alvin Greer, thank you for checking in. Carolyn Ricks, Mary Keys, James and Kelly Williams from Lil J and the Spiritual Boys. Super shout out to Ms. PBT to you. Miss Beatrice Hinton from Macon, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in. Miss Jacqueline Noel, thank you for the stars. Super shout out to Miss Katina Snow. And let me send a shout out to all of my mother's caregivers. And a super shout out to my mom, Miss Gracie Pearl Sly Thomas, locked in. Super shout out to Minister Tim White, my radio brother, who's online with us, and we just heard his song, Grace. Miss Deborah Manning in Dixmoor, Illinois. Michael Lewis, thanks for checking in as well. I'm going to play your request shortly. Miss Tusi Woodley, Deborah Hutchins Chisholm, Miss Sharonda Green, our administrator, thank you so much for checking in. Deborah Hutchins, Walter Kirkwood, Greta Smith, Jeffrey Barksdale, Minister R.L. Smith, thank you for checking in as well. A super shout out to my good friend Frederick Bonds from Cleveland, Ohio. And I've got Cedric King online with me. Now he's going to join us in this hour, and we're going to talk about something big that's happening in Memphis, Tennessee on this weekend. You all also say a special prayer for my family, my grandmother, Miss Otis Lee Sly Sanders. Oldest sister went home to be with the Lord, and her celebration of life will be in Memphis on this Saturday. The late First Lady Robbie Mae Travis. And we're praying for her family, her immediate family, children and grandchildren, my grandmother and my grandmother's other sister, Aunt Clara, and all of our family. Just keep our family in prayer. Aunt Robbie Mae was something very, very special, and her husband pastored in Memphis, the late Pastor Freddie Travis, for many, many years. So I'll be in Memphis this weekend for those services, and then I'm going to hang out on this Sunday with Minister Cedric King and Restoration. This is their new project, brand new music for you. They're going to be a part of God's Children's big anniversary in March. But if you want to see Pastor now, Pastor Cedric King and Restoration, they'll be doing this one on this Sunday at Frank Ray's Church, New Salem in Memphis. And it's a lot of wonderful groups that will be there. I'm going to come back and tell you who in just a moment. But right now, let's take a listen to my friend and brother, Pastor Cedric King and Restoration.
Fire back. tell the people how you can heal the sick. I'll even tell the people how you raise the dead. 5,000 hungry souls you fed. You are the one and only healer, deliverer, my keeper.
You're my present help in the time of sorrow.
Join me, tell the world about the goodness of the Lord. There is no deposit, there is no application fee. All you need is the blood of Jesus and a pure heart. And tell the world, I'll be a witness, I'll be a witness.
It's Praising the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show, the wonderful sounds of Pastor Cedric King and Restoration out of Memphis, Tennessee, and that song is called Witness. That's going out to Brother Dave Walden. Thank you for calling and checking in with us on Praising the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show. Now, I promised y'all that I was going to be talking to Pastor Cedric King in this hour. And we have him on the line, and we're actually live on the air, on the radio, and on Facebook. So if you go to Facebook right now, you can watch this interview live exclusively with Pastor Cedric King, the producer of Tennessee Burning. What's going on, Ced? Hold on, let me make sure I got you, man. Hold on one second. Let me make sure I got my stuff here hooked up right. I got a new board. And I may have something off a little bit. Count to 10 for me, Ced. Let me see if I can hear you. And I'm not hearing nothing. All right. Hold on one second here, Cedric. Let me make sure all of my stuff is right. And y'all forgive me. Y'all know this is, I don't have an engineer, so I'm my own engineer. And I have to do this stuff myself. So let me try one more thing here to make sure we are fully connected. Let's try it again. Say it. Can you hear me? I hear you, but hold on. Let me see something here. I'm seeing a mute button. Do you have your mic muted? Make sure your mic is not muted. I'm seeing a mute button by your mic.
Ah, there we go.
Man, got me going crazy. Yeah, that wasn't my fault. I'm gonna put it on the pastor. That was Pastor Cedric King's fault. How you doing, Pastor King?
Man, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Wonderful, man. Wonderful. I'm excited about the great event on this weekend. I was coming to Memphis on Saturday. My great aunt, Miss Robbie Mae Travis, passed away, and her services are going to be there on Saturday. So I was going to be in town, and I saw your flyer. I said, man, I might as well just stay over. And then I'm going to tell you what else I did. You know, the Bolton brothers are my family, and it's hard to get all them jokers together. It's hard. So,
absolutely.
I called Bishop Bolton and he didn't answer. And then I called Lady Bolton, Miss Effie. I said, hey, First Lady, y'all going to be in Memphis Sunday? She said, yeah, we'll be there, Pastor. I said, that's all I want to know. So listen, you got all the Boltons coming this weekend. And it's been a long time since I've seen all of them together. And people don't know it, but you yourself are a former member of the Bolton Brothers group. So I'm excited about this weekend just because you got all the Boltons together. But let's talk about Tennessee Burning and your vision behind putting this great event together. And first of all, I guess before we talk about the show, for my listeners and viewers that are watching who may not know who Cedric King is, take a brief moment and just give them a bio. Let us know who you are, where you come from, and how you got to where you are today.
Sure. I'm getting a lot of feedback on my end. It's like echoes. So
Okay, I'm not getting it at all. You may be getting it because I have my monitor on. Let me turn my monitor off. Can you hear it now?
Let me see.
Count to 10.
Okay.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you hear it now?
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. So, I am newly elected Pastor Cedric King. And I'm no stranger to this whole music industry. I started out with my sisters, Cedric and sisters, and we did things, and we still are doing great things. Everything. Starting with the sisters, the Lord blessed me with the travel for about 7 years consistently with the Bolton. Reel on there, and I got good history with these guys. You know, for 7-8 years, every day I woke up at least seeing one. So it just kind of explained my history with Bolton Brothers, and coming back home, regroup my family group, and God took us to I, and then I became a founding member of Daryl Pettis too. And traveled all over Pastor Pettis and everything. And then my latest assignment is it says I'm breaking up. You see that?
Go ahead.
I said someone put up that I'm breaking up.
Well, that's internet, that's reception, but I hear you good. Okay.
So my latest assignment is Pastor Cedric King and Restoration. That's who I am. Everybody should know me from one or the other.
All right. Now let's talk about this great event on this Sunday, January the 15th at New Salem Missionary Baptist Church, 2237 South Parkway in Memphis, Tennessee, where the legendary Pastor Frank Ray Sr. is the pastor. Sure. You're having Tennessee Burning Quartet Blowout, one of the biggest and best events I've seen in a long time. Tell us about your lineup and the vision behind this great lineup and what we can expect on this Sunday.
Absolutely. Tennessee Burning, I've had it for about 12 years in the past. This will be the 13th one. It originated close here with the fellas, where it's all male groups, how we come together and just out the year. That was my the original vision of it. Close out the year. We would always do it the last Sunday of the year. Well, then at some point in time, we clashed with the holiday, and I didn't want to else's date, so I moved it to starting the year with the fellas. And so we would always start it the first Sunday of the year, sometimes second Sunday of the year. You know, we always consider the holiday fall. And this year, I decided to tie in with Dr. Frankie Ray and New Salem Missionary Baptist Church. They always have Tennessee Burning in the beginning part of the year. This is my first time going there. So they said, I just partner up with you, and we can just I'm totally fine with that. So that's exactly what we did. We just came together and we called it the Tennessee Burning Blowout, but it's still the concept where it's male groups starting the year out. We're gonna have powerful male group singing coming Sunday. Every year, Nancy, I always strategically put the line together. And this year, I just felt like we needed to just turn it up a notch, you know. And after a long time, just trying to get it all planned out, just asking the Lord, you know, whatever I do, I want the Lord to stamp his approval on. So I was sitting there. I need somebody who we all love and hadn't heard in a long time. And it was like, ding, 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 the Bolton Brothers.
You know? Yes, sir, Doc.
We all love them, and we ain't heard them in a long time, but it was always the question of who could get them all together. But the thing about me was, I never have been worried about getting my brothers all together. I've never been worried about it. I've always felt that I could always get them together. And I must say, I succeeded in that effort this time after they all gave their yes. They are on their way this weekend. And I must say, out of a lot of the tickets that have been sold for Sunday in regard to this concert, 90% of the people have mentioned the Bolton Brothers. So they did exactly what I needed them to do, and that is to stir this program up a little bit. So I'm excited about it, man, to have the Bolton Brothers, not only them, but Doc McKenzie, who has been with me for like the last four or five years. He's been with me.
And he is phenomenal. I always say this about Doc, man. We can take a class from Doc McKenzie and the Highlights because they're always going to be sharp. They're always going to be flawless on stage. Yep. And whenever they perform, their live performance is going to always be as crystal clear as the CD. Because Doc McKenzie is going to get there. He might get there the day before and start testing sound to make sure that the sound is right. So I'm always excited to see Doc McKenzie in the Highlights.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I'm excited. And then we can't leave off George Dean and the Gospel Four. I mean, George
Dean, one of the smoothest singers in the world, he doesn't get a lot of credit, but he's also one of the most prolific songwriters. George I can't get past, he wrote a song called He Takes the Ordinary to Change the Necessary. I can't get past it. That thing shouts me sometime just listening to it.
Man. Yeah, so we know George do his thing. Pastor Darrell Pettison, too. You know, we know they're going to do their thing. The Sensational Whale Brothers, Tony Bush and the Running Strong Phase 2, Victory Traveler, Bishop Kenneth Robinson Chosen, the Spiritual Soldiers, and we have a Wang name, dude. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Man, this is an awesome, awesome lineup. I'm excited about it, man. And I wonder, is Ronnie Jr. going to get Ronnie Sr. to come? Now, you know, that's going to be a double whammy, too, if you got both of them together.
Yeah, all of the groups are in a group chat together. And that came up the other day. They asked little Ronnie, hey,
bring him out of retirement, Doc.
Yeah, we'll just have to see how they go. But we definitely are excited about it, man. And I want to let the people know you got an opportunity to come and you know, get your tickets. You can secure your tickets electronically via cash if you do not live here. That way you can get advanced admission. General seating is 35 in advance and 45 the day up. And only have regular VIP seats left now. They are $60.
I'm like Zacchaeus. I'm a short man. me to be able to see, I have to be on the front row or I might have to get up in the sycamore tree. So since I don't feel like climbing in the sycamore tree this week, I've already sent you the money for my front row seats. I'm looking forward to coming and enjoying. And as they say, I want prime time seats. Now make sure you look out for your boy.
Right. And also, you're right. One of the listeners said Chubbs Morton, if it will be there as well. So I did leak them all. Yeah. It's just amazing. Amazing, amazing.
All right, man. Well, I want to thank you for hanging out with me on today's edition of Praise in the House. We may do this live again before the event. But if someone is looking for tickets, give them your contact information and how they can get a hold of you.
901-270-6100. Again, it's 901 270-6160. And also, if you cannot make it, and patronize a virtual viewing. I have ways that you can watch it virtually if you cannot.
All right, that is the one and only Pastor Cedric King. Now, Pastor King, what's the name of your church? And give us your service time and address in case someone that may be visiting may want to just pop in on you Sunday.
Yeah, well, you mean the church where I pastor?
Yes, sir.
Church where I pastor is Walking by Faith, and we are in the Rossville community. We're it's 6300. In North, and that, and like I said, Rossville, Tennessee. We have service time. Our service time is at 9 o'clock. So if you all are ever in the Rossville, I'll come on out there, worship with us. 9 o'clock by 10:15. We have had good church.
All right, that is Pastor Cedric King joining us on Praising the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. And since he's got all the Boltons coming on this coming Sunday, we're going to play a song by the Bolton Brothers, one of my favorites. And it speaks to me as well, because I'm so glad my mama and my daddy raised me on cornbread and black eyed peas.
Black eyed peas.
All right, thank you for hanging out with me, fella.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mama,
yeah, thank you, Mama.
It's Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show. That's music from the Bolton Brothers of McLean, Mississippi. Cornbread and Black Eyed Peas is the name of the song. Let me send a super shout out to my good friend, Pastor Cedric King. Thank him for joining us on today's edition of Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. And we're getting you ready for Tennessee Burning, the Quartet Blowout on this coming Sunday in Memphis, Tennessee at New Salem Missionary Baptist Church, 2237 South Parkway in Memphis, Tennessee, starring Doc McKenzie and the Highlights, the Bolton Brothers, George Dean and the Gospel Four, the Gospel Legends, Pastor Darrell Pettis and Take Two, D. Morton and Gifted, Tony Bush and the Deeks, the Wells Brothers, Pastor Ronnie Strong and Phase Two. That's Ronnie Strong Jr. in Phase Two, and hopefully we'll see Pastor Ronnie Strong there as well. The Spiritual Soldiers, Pastor Austin Hill and Renewed, Bishop Kenneth L. Robinson, and Chosen. What a lineup and what a time it's going to be, and trust me, you do not want to miss it. Don't forget, if you have not done so, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to youtube.com. In the search bar, type the Isaac Lindsay Network, click on the red letters that say subscribe, and you'll join more than 36,000 others who are part of the Isaac Lindsay Network family on YouTube. And also, if you're on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com, search Isaac Lindsay or the Isaac Lindsay Network, and you can like, tag, share, and follow our page, and even send stars to support us on our Facebook platform. And always find us online at praiseinthehouseradio.com, or you can use my name, isaaclindsay.com.